Where did you go? Dinner. Oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Knock the crap out of him, would you? Seriously.
This doesn't happen because they used to treat them very, very rough. And when they protested once, you know, they would not do it again so easily.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
I love the old days. You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks. That's true.
We might have to kill him.
In the good old days, they'd rip him out of that seat so fast.
Shut up!
Shut the hell up!
No, I would not shut the hell up!
Law enforcement acted a lot quicker than this. A lot quicker.
And we're going to enforce the law, and Americans should remember that if we're going to have law.
I am the law and order candidate.
This is a week that any other president would have gone on TV and at least tried to bring us together. He would have at least pretended to have a message of unity and hope. But this president, hope? Nope. He can't even go through the motions. He called George Floyd's brother because somebody probably told him it would look good to do that, or maybe he's egomaniacal enough to think it would smooth everything over. He didn't even give his brother a chance to speak on the phone.
It was so fast, he didn't give me the opportunity to even speak. It was hard. I was trying to talk to him, but he just kept, like, pushing me off, like, I don't want to hear what you're talking about. And I just told him, I want justice. I said that I couldn't believe that they committed a modern-day lynching.
Instead, he uses Twitter to brag about how the Secret Service was prepared to unleash ominous weapons and the most vicious dogs on protesters while he was hiding in a bunker underground. Mr. Tough Guy was whisked into a panic bunker on Friday as crowds assembled outside the White House. It took 3.5 years. He finally got that massive crowd to show up for him in D.C.
The Washington Post reporting the Secret Service decided to move Trump there after protesters breached temporary fences near a White House complex. But that is not the story that the man who Senator Tammy Duckworth called a draft-dodging wannabe tin pot dictator is telling. No, no, no. The president is hilariously trying to assure us that the bunker trip was just for inspection purposes.
Well, it was a false report. I wasn't down. I went down during the day, and I was there for a tiny, little short period of time, and it was much more for an inspection.
So you tell me, Mr. President, they didn't say to you, you have to go downstairs. My responsibility is your welfare. They didn't limit you at all in the house?
Nope, they didn't tell me that at all. But they said it would be a good time to go down, take a look, because maybe sometime you're going to need it.
And he's going, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
So, a lot of fake news out today. Tremendous fake news saying that I'm in a bunker. There's no bunker. The White House, this great structure of building, is so secure and so safe, and we have like these tough Secret Service people that I can tell you will not let anything happen to me, okay? They are going to protect their supreme leader with great strength and toughness. So the first thing is there's no bunker, and I'm talking to the MAGA people. Your president is safe, okay? Total strength, total safety, not in a bunker. Where we are actually is in a, it's called a closet, okay? We're in a closet where I have all the safe things that I need, all the safe, great things. I have a change of MAGA hats, different red ties, depending on my mood, and a lot of Diet Coke, because you got to stay up if you're going to lead a tremendous nation that's being torn apart. So we're safe in the closet. And Mike, you said the closet is very safe, right? You said you spend a lot of time in the closet, okay? Well, Mike says it's okay. And, you know, the great Mike Pence is... been such a strong leader on the COVID that we recently defeated. But we're doing great, okay? Now, there's a lot of people, nasty people out there doing terrible things. The blacks and the Dems, and also this Anti-Tifa, okay, who's this, like, little black woman. She's very nasty. They call her Anti-Tifa. She's doing the most damage. And I won't call her Anti. I don't want to give her the respect. Okay, so I'm just calling her Tifa. Tifa is doing a lot of nasty things. So we need law and order, okay? We need great, it's called law and order. And after that, we need psych and royal pains and maybe like burn notice. We need all the great patriotic shows from USA because we love our great USA network, probably the most patriotic channel after OAN. So we're going to get through this. The damage is going to be very minimal. We're going to have strong reactions and strength.
Donald Trump's speech last night was one of the most menacing moments in his 3.5 years as president, and that's saying a lot, given that he is always menacing. He only has two modes, menacing sociopath or limp French fry that's been sitting in the bottom of the bag soaking up all the oil. And last night, he cycled through both of them. It turns threatening to unleash the military on American citizens within our borders, and at other times, listlessly reading off a teleprompter like he just finished a Thanksgiving meal of turkey with Sudafed stuffing.
America needs creation, not destruction. Cooperation, not contempt. Security, not anarchy. Healing, not hatred. Justice, not chaos.
Coke, not Pepsi, McDonald's. Not Wendy's, Pizza Hut, not Domino's.
For a week, America's streets have been filled with protesters enraged over the murder of George Floyd by police, while Trump said practically nothing. Last night, around 6:45, he finally appeared in the Rose Garden to calm a troubled nation by threatening martial law.
I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans. If a city or a state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
So, in response to protests about police brutality, you're threatening to send in the army to crush them. That's like forgetting your child's birthday and apologizing by sending in the army to crush them.
I am your president of law and order.
Both original and SVU. I'm also your president of CSI Miami, NCIS Los Angeles, and Paw Patrol.
And an ally of all peaceful protesters.
It's true. As long as they're white, holding an AR-15 and screaming, I want a haircut.
One law and order, and that is what it is. One law. We have one beautiful law.
As far as I know, there's the law against ripping off those mattress tags, and everything else is the purge. Have at it.
Now I'm going to pay my respects to a very, very special place. Thank you very much.
I know our brains have all melted from the constant flagrant lawlessness and overall weirdness of this administration, and nothing feels real anymore, and we're all just programmed to move on to the next thing because Trump will inevitably do something bizarre the next day, like throw a tantrum in the Rose Garden or rub up against the flag like a horny 16-year-old at prom. But this is a horrifying moment. You know how for 3.5 years everyone was warning about the inevitable worst-case scenario where our democracy crumbles and our country descends into authoritarianism? That worst-case scenario is here. It's happening. You're not going to get an invitation in the mail asking you to RSVP to the Democracy Is Over party. There's no on-off switch. Democracy, it turns out, is on a dimmer. This is what it looks like.
Inside the White House, where Donald Trump is about to speak, it's getting a bit tense.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. We've just had to run about a block as police moved in. We've been fired at with rubber bullets. My cameraman has been hit. We've also seen tear gas being used. Here we go, they're moving through again. This is exactly what it looks like. Exactly what it looks like. We're just staying safely.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh.
Police violently attacked peaceful protesters lawfully exercising their First Amendment rights just so Trump could walk over to a church for a photo op.
But in the last 15 minutes, mounted police have been coming down the street. You're going to see them in the frame now, using flashbangs in front of them and mounted police to clear what has been an entirely peaceful protest. Not 90%, not 99%, but 100% peaceful protest here today. People throwing, there was no throwing of water bottles, there was no throwing of objects, but short time ago, mounted police officers have been clearing the street.
And an ally of all peaceful protesters.
I'm sorry, did I say ally? I meant a lie, as in right now, I am telling a lie.
Tony, if you can pan to the right, I want to show the military police.
Third world country!
I want to show the military police on the side of the street. Over the last half hour, we've had military police, we've had Secret Service officers, we've had park police, and now we've had National Guardsmen. You can see these officers aiming at the protesters who are here in the park.
Military police in your country attacked peaceful protesters, not looters, to stop them from exercising their First Amendment rights. Trump couldn't have done more damage to the Constitution last night if he'd pulled a Sinead O'Connor and ripped it up on live television, then ate the pieces. This moment probably seemed far off when the extent of Trump's lawlessness was just paying off porn stars or colluding with Russia or sending the Soviet Super Mario Brothers over here to get Ukraine to interfere in our election. But he got away with all of that. He got away with all of that, and now the moment has arrived. Because the only lesson Trump has learned through all of this is he can get away with whatever he wants. The president used police to violently attack a peaceful protest just so he could walk over to a church where even the clergy fiercely condemned him. And hold up a Bible in front of the cameras like a fourth grader who forgot about show and tell until the last minute.
I've only seen one of these when I was sworn in. Let's see if I can remember. I hold the Bible, then raise your right hand. Is that it? Am I extra sworn in? Am I President Double Stuff?
Never went into the church, didn't say a prayer.
He holds the Bible up, and he holds it high, right? He holds it high, and then he lies. He lies.
You can tell he's a man of faith from the way he holds the Bible like he's selling it on QVC. It wasn't even his, and he didn't even seem to know where it came from. A reporter asked him about it, and this was his answer.
Is that your Bible?
State Bible.
Why so vague? Did you steal it from a hotel? He holds it like he's never held a Bible before in his life. He probably doesn't know how to read it either. Based on his grasp of Christianity, he probably reads it upside down and backwards.
Lot's wife was a pillar of salt, but then she looked back at Sodom, cured, just like that.
Clergy at the church denounced Trump's actions toward protesters and his use of a church for a photo op.
The president just used a Bible, the most sacred text of the Judeo-Christian tradition, and one of the churches of my diocese, without permission, as a backdrop for a message antithetical to the teachings of Jesus and everything that our churches stand for. And to do so, as you just said, he sanctioned the use of tear gas by police officers in riot gear to clear the church guard. I am outraged. The president did not pray when he came to St. John's, nor, as you just articulated, did he acknowledge the agony of our country right now, and in particular that of the people of color in our nation, who wonder if anyone ever, anyone in public power will ever acknowledge their sacred words, and who are rightfully demanding an end to 400 years of systemic racism and white supremacy in our country. And I just want the world to know that we in the Diocese of Washington, following Jesus and his way of love, do not, we distance ourselves from the incendiary language of this president. We follow someone who lived a life of nonviolence and sacrificial love. We align ourselves with those seeking justice for the death of George Floyd and countless others through the sacred act of peaceful protest. And I just can't believe what my eyes have seen tonight.
You had no idea he was going to do that.
I had no idea. I was watching the news with everyone else, and as you might imagine, I have been fielding out just phone calls and emails and texts of outrage from my people and from people across the country wondering what on earth did we just witness.
Does President Trump go to that church, your church, on a regular basis?
No. No, he's rarely in church, and the only time he has been to St. John's, to my knowledge, was on the morning of his inauguration.
It was memorable because Trump described it as the biggest crowd in church history, the most prayers, way more prayers than Obama, and I ate all of the little crackers, kind of dry, could have used some salsa, but I did like that statue of Kid Rock in a diaper doing that swan dive.
But I'm having a great time with the evangelicals. They're great, great people. I think they liked it when I had tear gassed everybody away from the church so I could stand and hold a Bible. I don't think the evangelicals who support me, I don't even think they'd like Jesus if he was here. First of all, he's like Middle Eastern, so probably a terrorist. And he'd be talking love and peace and all this. Very weak, okay, very weak person. Let me tell you something, if Jesus was in front of that church last night, I would have punched him right in the face. I mean, I would have really, you know, I would have sent a strong message. You got to dominate. When a guy, when the Prince of Peace, and that's what they call him, I don't think he's that. He was no real prince. But we love him. We love, you know, Jesus, blah, blah, blah. But I got to tell you, when he was no prince, he was a very weak guy. And you send a strong message. If a guy tries to step in front of you and he calls himself the Prince of Peace, or the King of the Jews, which we all know is Bibi Netanyahu. Great guy. That's a Jewish person that can lead. But if you punch Jesus right in the face in front of all those protesters, they know you mean business. You gotta dominate. When a peaceful son of God shows up, you gotta dominate, or else all of a sudden they're gonna follow him. So I would have punched Jesus right in the mouth. But these evangelicals, they're so stupid. The ones that support me anyway, I think they just want all the Old Testament nastiness, which I love, but without any other, like, niceness of the New Testament. So I think it's great. I think we're doing very strong, and we're dominating, and it's a good thing. So we'll see what happens.
And in case you think maybe the people around Trump will just ignore his lawless authoritarianism, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, a four-star general, was patrolling the streets of D.C. last night. The defense secretary told governors responding to protests that they, quote, need to dominate the battle space. A U.S. senator was calling on the president to send in lethal military units to subdue protesters. And military helicopters also performed a show of force maneuver that is often used in combat zones to scare away insurgents.
Today at the White House, there were basically on the streets of the American Capitol secret police. These guys who refused to identify themselves, who did not wear insignias or nameplates.
They're treating protesters like insurgents. Honestly, how long until Trump coasts down Pennsylvania Avenue on top of a tank and a Mao suit and a bunch of Gaddafi scarves?
Our president, if we can still even call him that, seems to believe he is the warden overseeing a prison break. This morning he tweeted, D.C. had no problems last night, many arrests, great job done by all, overwhelming force, domination. Likewise, Minneapolis was great. Thank you, President Trump. He wrote this. Forget presidents. Has any other person ever thanked himself in a tweet?
What we're seeing now is in part the result of a cult-like political ideology that venerates violence and gleefully elevated an authoritarian strongman who openly fantasizes about armed conflict.
There are military vehicles in our streets, there are army Hummers, getting gas at the station down the block from my house. This is cell phone video from someone in Minneapolis where the president is so proud of his domination.
Get in your house now! Let's go! Go inside now! Get in the house!
That's members of law enforcement firing paint canisters at people who are at home on their porch. We've seen police officers armed like soldiers going to war at the same time we still have doctors and nurses forced to wear masks they made at home.
So Trump wants to send the United States military into your cities to stamp this down. And now you may be asking yourself, can he do that? How come you never see the military keeping order in U.S. streets? That's because it's illegal. The Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 prohibits the domestic use of military for law enforcement purposes without specific congressional authorization. So, according to Posse Comitatus, Trump needs consent from Congress. Unfortunately, Donald Trump never asks before he grabs us by the posse. Listen, Mr. President, you don't want to launch a land invasion in America without a clear exit strategy? That's a quagmire. You'll never quell the local people. They're too heavily armed. And the fact that your president proves they're not ready for democracy.
We all watch in horror and consternation what's going on in the United States.
Remember, this is a guy who also emulates dictators who praised China for the Tiananmen Square massacre and who has repeatedly claimed he's the most militaristic person who's ever existed, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean.
I am the most militaristic person.
I would say I am the most militaristic person on that stage.
I am the most militaristic person you've ever had on your show, believe me, okay?
I'm the most militaristic person ever.
I am the most military-based and the most militaristic person on your show.
All right, first of all, it's just, you know, an insane thing to brag about. Even actual military people don't call themselves militaristic. It's their job, not their entire personality. Chefs don't describe themselves as being very knife-oriented. Second, you're not. You just aren't. You were never in the military. You dodged the draft, and you can't even stand upright. You love the military the way you love the Constitution and the Bible, only when it serves you, and that is not love. And now we're seeing what happens when a rotten-brained boomer who glorifies violence is in charge of the most powerful military in the world. Yesterday, he shouted at governors on a phone call that they needed to dominate protesters with mass arrests.
You have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks. You have to dominate. And you have to arrest people, and you have to try people. And they have to go to jail for long periods of time. You're making a mistake because you're making yourself look like fools.
First of all, there's no deader giveaway that you're the villain than using the word fools. You never hear someone say, make sure those refugees get something warm to eat. You fools! We can't just wait until November and hope to vote Trump out. We need to stand up to him now to stop the country's descent into authoritarianism before it's too late.
You've seen President Donald Trump awkwardly hold a Bible. Is it his Bible?
It's a Bible.
Well, now you can own his Bible. Introducing the King Don's Bible. And rest assured, he's dropped that Old Testament for a much younger, hotter Testament. Knock and the door shall be opened, but I won't be there, for I'll be hiding in a bunker. Let those of you without sin get out of my administration. You're making me look bad. It's been said, love thy neighbor and hate your enemy. But what if your neighbor is your enemy? Point is, I hate my neighbor, Alan. It is easier for a rich man, believe me. So get the King Don's Bible today, before supplies are hurled at protesters. And remember, if someone slaps you on the cheek, I got two words for you. Tear gas.
And I say, honestly, what do you have to lose? Not going to get any worse.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
So that's at least one car on fire and another flipped over here on I Street in 16th in downtown Central Business District of Washington, D.C. And those are fireworks
so
being used by the protesters.
See.
And we're going to continue. Katie, forgive me. We're going to make some moves here just so that we don't. we're going to end up in a place we don't want to be here if we're not careful, Katie. So, ah, damn it! Ah.
Thanks to
Golden Earring
for the this week, and thanks to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Cartman, Richard Nixon,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Terrence Floyd,
Chris
Hayes, J.L. Corvin, Seth Myers, Stephen Colbert, Garrett Harkey, Marianne Buddha, Gail King,
and
Katie Ter.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.